This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Howard Grenager from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge are pages Darcy Leishinger and Jacob Teedy, both from Parkston. I bet I got that wrong, didn't I?
Let us pray. Holy God, on this day as we gather to do our work, our minds are also filled with the tragic news of yet another airline crash in New York that has brought great grief to the family and friends of all those who were killed. And so this day we ask that you might comfort them in this awful time of life. But Lord, this tragedy also reminds us of the frailty of all life, including our own. And so we come with grateful hearts for each day of life that is ours, and for the ways in which you bless our lives through the gifts of family, friends, community, our state, and nation. Help us to not only treasure these gifts, but also to use our lives in such a way that we might bring blessing to all those whose lives we touch. Holy Creator, you know the special challenges that we face this year. We continue to ask for your gifts of wisdom. Be with us in our listening, in our conversation and debate, and in the decisions that we make in this place, so that indeed we might bring blessing to those we seek to serve. Help us to live and work out of our hope and trust in you. And on this day when many of us will travel, grant us traveling mercies as we return to our families and our communities. This we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Dreyer, Elliott, Ingalls, Fain, Fargin, Pikert, Feinstein, Fergs, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclad, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lust, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Ramka, Marounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vershiel, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure, respectful of the reports of the Chief Clerk of the House, has had under consideration the House Journal of the 21st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rabe, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1234 do pass. House Bills 1191, 1209, 1258, and 1261 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bills 1241 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1242 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1225, 1231, 1200, and 1201 do pass. House Bills 1033, 1048, 1140, 1173, and 1270 do pass as amended, and House Bills 1185 and 1248 were tabled. Larry Tiedemann, Chair. The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1265 do pass. House Bills 1260 and 1268 do pass as amended. Senate Bills 19 and 20 be referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Tim Rounds, Chair. And lastly, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1101 do pass. House Bill 1246 do pass as amended, and House Bills 1220 and 1245 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Joni M. Cutler, Chair.
I'm going to take this opportunity to welcome the youth from the South Dakota Teen Court Association on behalf of Representative Turbeville and Romkema. They're in town for the first annual Teen Court Mock Trial Competition tomorrow. Please stand up if you're here from the South Dakota Teen Court Association. In the back, welcome. Any other personal privileges?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
I'd like to introduce someone very special to me, my best friend, my guardian angel, my Valentine, my wife, Dawn.
Welcome, Dawn. Representative Noem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, we have a special day today here in the People's House. We have half of Hamlin County here. They're all up here. We have Wade and Angie Prouty, if you guys will wave, and their kids. Brian and Sonny Prouty, Shane and Jody Wheelberg. We have Dylan beside me. I also have my baby brother here and his family, Rob and Teresa. And, you know, and the Speaker and the Majority Leader have expressed often that they're amazed at my unique talent to express how I really feel about them in very succinct ways. And I will tell you, it's from years of honing it on my baby brother, Rob. So I will tell you that I'm glad that they're here. And then also up beside the speaker, we have Hunter. Hunter is my nephew. Hunter was diagnosed with diabetes when he was 10 months old. And recently, just 2 weeks ago, we participated in the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Walk in Sioux Falls, and Hunter's team raised over $4,000. So if you'd give him a round of applause.
I feel sorry for your baby brother. Now I have a little taste of it. Representative Cobb.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Special privilege.
Granted, sir.
I would like to introduce you to my high school sweetheart and my wife of 43 years. Joanne, if you'd stand, be recognized, please.
Welcome. It's a good thing they were the same person, Representative Kopp. Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to request a personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, sir. Up on our right over there is my lovely wife, Nancy. And this is her first time here this year, and probably the only, but thank you. Welcome her.
Welcome, Nancy. Representative Gosch.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of introducing my family. One of them was on the way yet, and some people mistook that to mean my wife was pregnant. The one who was on the way is right here. It's my eldest son. His name is Anthony, and he's 14 years old. Please welcome him.
Welcome, Anthony. Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
I too got heck for not introducing her yesterday, so I would like to make amends. My special friend, Sandy Gustafson from Brookings.
Welcome, Sandy. All right. Messages. Oh, Representative Ironcloud.
Good afternoon. I'd like to introduce my significant other up here, Leslie Ashley, if you could wave to this distinct body. Thank you.
Hello, welcome. Outstanding. Okay, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1011, 1041, 1042, 1084, and 1092, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1004, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bills 47, 48, 52, 91, 110, 174, and 185, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. And lastly, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is requested. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, a concurrent resolution supporting a study of the potential creation of a Department of Veterans Affairs as a cabinet-level department. And the Speaker has referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 to the Committee on State Affairs. Representative Peters moves that House Bill 1166 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
Is there any comments on the Representative Peters motion Hearing none, all those in favor of the Representative Peters' motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? No. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lang.
Personal privilege,
granted,
please.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have about half our family here. The Irish connection, Peter Tracy, all the way from St. Paul, the Minnesota, the high-tax state, and my daughter Jill is out with the two-year-old probably, but Will and Charlie and Elizabeth, and then from Sioux Falls, we have our son Roberto, who was born in Pamplona, and some of his kids. I think there's probably Michael, Molly, Mary, and then a couple others. There's an Elizabeth and Catherine and Lisa back there. They're all fantastic people and above average.
Welcome. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Ag and Natural Resources on House Bill 1224, Taxation on House Bill 1255, and Transportation on House Bill 1281 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carries.
Representative Hunt moves that the consideration of the report of the Committee on House Bill 1179 be deferred to Tuesday, February 17th, the 23rd legislative day.
Any comments on that motion, Representative Hunt? Okay, seeing none. All those in favor of the Hunt motion to defer signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills. For ladies and gentlemen in the gallery, especially our students visiting today, what these ladies are going to do is start reading over top of each other. It seems a little ridiculous, but our Constitution dictates that we must read the title of every bill in an open forum. In this day and age of the Internet, you can go online and read the bill at any time, so nothing is hidden from the public. This is just an efficiency measure so we can get on to our business just a little bit faster. Speaker assigned Senate Bill 47 to the Committee on Appropriations, Senate Bill 48 and 52 to the Committee on Appropriations, Senate Bill 91 to the Committee on Education, Senate Bill 110 Local Government, Senate Bill 174 and 185 to Education. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar until the 23rd legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Any announcements? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Next Tuesday morning, 7:15, briefing for joint appropriations. That's 7:15. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Department of Education. That's the reason why we want to start a little bit early so we can get educated. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will not be Health and Human Services meeting on Tuesday morning. No Health and Human Services on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements. Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Local governments will meet Tuesday, 10 a.m. A reminder that we have a big calendar and have the room until 1 o'clock. So make some arrangements for lunch on your own. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Rausch is not buying lunch. Further announcements. Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, House taxation at 7:45. We also have a very full calendar, so be early if we can, and we'll get ready to go right on time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Seeing none, the speaker has a few acts, several acts to sign. You can start packing up to head for home. Travel safe. We'll see you on Tuesday. I need a few of you to hang around so we can adjourn, though. Speaker is signing an act to provide physicians with limited permit to practice medicine within a residency program to advise certain provisions regarding the Board of Examiner's authority to administer resident certificates and resident training permits. Speaker is signing an act to permit an extension of the required examination time period allowed for certain medical licensing examinations. Speaker is signing an act to repeal the prohibition against the resale of certain seized or abandoned property purchased from the Secretary of GF&P. Speaker is signing an act to permit the appointment of a special advocate to represent the best interests of an apparent or alleged abused or neglected child. Speaker signing an act to provide the court with discretion in ordering certain hearings on protection order petitions. Speaker signing an act to regulate the practice of genetic counseling and to prohibit the practice of genetic counseling without a license. Speaker signing an act to provide for certain filing fees and surcharges in certain civil cases to provide exemption in certain cases. And Speaker signing an act to revise restrictions on the assignment of transfer of certain tax fund permits and refund claims. Further announcements. Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Have a good weekend, folks.